Today on Design for the Real World, we take a closer listen to something you hear every day. Multimedia artist and designer Ben Rubin explains the origin of the telephone ring.
The very first telephones, meaning, you know, back in the days of Watson, come here, I need you, had no ringers at all. And they also hadn't invented the switch hook, so phones were never hung up. They were always connected. So I would just yell into my phone, "Hello!" And if you were nearby, you might hear that. And that didn't really work very well. So people discovered that it worked a little better to actually tap on the mouthpiece. And that didn't work very well either. So Watson actually invented this little thing called the thumper, which was a button that you would push on the phone that would cause a little hammer inside the phone to move and actually tap the pickup of the microphone. So that was, in a sense, the first kind of telephone ringer. And eventually that got replaced by what you might have seen in movies, you know, where you see someone cranking a phone. So this was still in the days when phones were on sort of closed circuit lines. Only your phone would only be connected to one or maybe a handful of other phones. And so when you turn your crank, you can actually express yourself in some way through the phone ringing mechanism. If you're really frantic and urgent, you crank the thing a lot and that message will kind of get through, like there's an urgent call. As the switching system came into place, you had more and more of a separation between you and the person that you're calling. And eventually, you know, that function of ringing is taken over by a machine that generates the kind of ring cycle that we're familiar with. Essentially, the telephone ring, as it came into being in the 20s and 30s, stayed almost entirely unchanged until approximately the 80s, late 70s, 80s. The sound that's come to replace that beautiful, familiar telephone ring is this. And to me, this is it's a really poor substitute. You know, it's cheaper to make phones that just have a plastic little ringing component that's electronic instead of a pair of brass bells. This is what's happening right now. The sound that you choose for your cell phone becomes almost like, it's like a personal audible logo for yourself. It's kind of a fashion accessory. The sound is me. This is, you know, this is the sound that I choose to emanate when my phone rings. It starts to go back to the days when you could hand crank the phone ringer, in that a phone ring, again, is starting to express something. It's not just this generic sound that's been chosen for you by the telephone company. It actually can carry something of you in it.
Ben Rubin is working with the musician Arto Lindsay on a surround sound concert for the Sonar Festival next month in Barcelona. If there's something you'd like us to explore and design for the real world, let us know about it through our website, studio360.org.